talk about opening the season against a tough opponent, a division opponent, and doing it on the road?
It's great. It's a great way to start it off. If you're a football fan, especially if a Falcon fan or a Saint fan, this is the game you want to watch. First game of the season, all the expectations coming off of last year, their drama, our drama. It's a great way to start the season out, see where we stack up as a team.
Is there any extra for you, knowing this is your last go-around, going down to the Superdome, getting ready?
Well, it's always extra. Same way as last year. Because honestly, last year I thought that, I was 95% sure that it was my last year. So I'm in the same mindset last year at this time where I'm soaking it up. I'm going to try to enjoy every last second that I'm out on that field, an opportunity to play football, because I know it's going to end here pretty soon. So. I'm looking forward to seeing how we all respond, though. That more importantly, I want to see what type of team we have. And it's only the first game, but it's a good indicator to see where we're at as a team right now.
Does this division game seem to carry more just in terms of you guys, the fans, than playing against Tampa or playing against Carolina?
Yeah, it's the rivalry. I mean, it's I think I saw the stat out of the last 4 years, either we've won the division or they've won the division or something like that. So the two big boys in the division up to this point. So obviously that can change. But it's up to us to go out there as a Falcon team to make sure we keep up where we left off last year. And obviously, like I said, they got a lot to prove. So it's going to be a great environment. Their crowd is going to be absolutely nuts. Their team's going to be hyped with the coach returning and everything. So we know what we're getting ourselves into. We got to be prepared, and that's what we're doing right now. We're having a good week of practice so far. And, we'll continue to do that and go out there. We'll be ready for the game.
What are the aspects of the 3-4 that impact you as a tight end?
Nothing. I mean, 3-4 is 3-4. We played against it a whole bunch. We've been preparing for it. We knew it was coming. Going against Coach Ryan before when he was in Dallas. I think it was last year. So we kind of have, some expectation. I'm sure there's going to be some surprises for us. But it's going to be business as usual against the 3-4, and we got to go out there and execute our game plan.
How much changes without Vilma or Smith on the field?
That's not good for them. I mean, those guys are really good players. It's unfortunate, but that's how this game goes. I mean, like, we lost our starting right tackle. I mean, it's part of the game, and I'm sure they'll make adjustments, and the guys that step in are going to be ready, and they're going to be prepared because it's not catching them off guard. They've known about it for a while, so I expect them to come out and be, the same, good football team like they always are.
Tony, are you confident that y'all cleaned up some of the penalties and the red zone issues that you had in the preseason?
Yeah, well, that was one of the things we needed to address this offseason. Certainly, it's been a focus of ours, so we'll see how it goes. I love game week. You can't get better than this. This is what it's all about. It's all that work that, just picking up from last year, saying, hey, can we go do it again? Can we get even better with the new additions, with Steven? I can't wait to see how it all comes together for us. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
So you ever get involved in any individual competitions, like you and Jimmy Graham, for example? Is that something you ever kind of add to your game? Or?
I'd be lying to you if I told you any different. But, yeah, I mean, that's what he pushes me. Hopefully I'm pushing him. I play against Jason, Gatesy, I mean, all those guys. Vernon, you want to go out there and say, hey, I got a little something too. But at the same time, it's obviously in the name of team. We got to go out there and be successful there first. But, I love watching that guy. I love watching good tight ends around the league and see what they do. Maybe I can steal a couple of their moves and make it part of my game.